Here on the Chav Beis, here just last Mishnah, here a new perik. Yeah, but the Chav Alfon Beis, yeah. Mishnah says, Vlad Chattis, when you have a Korban Chattis that gives birth, you have a Vlad of it. Chattis could be from an Akeva. Or else a Tmuras Chattis. You have a Korban Chattis, you're going to make a Tmur out of it. Or else the Chattis Shemesa Baleho. So Locher is Yemaisu. These are one of the five halachal Moshe Mesim that by Chattis, these things have to go to Misif, let it die. Now the next two halachas are, Veshi Ibru or Shinosa. Let's say Chattis is supposed to only be a 1 year old Chattis. It's now became more than a year old. Or else Veshi Ovdo, you set aside a Korban Chattis and you lost it. Venimtseis Balas Mum, and then you set aside another one. And before you brought the second one, you found the first one, and it's also Bal Mum. So the halacha is like this. Means if you already brought the second korban, yavi kapora, then tomus, then this first one you have around has to go to misa. It's in the sound only because what it is about mum when you find it. So it's like two chesroinus. It was like lost and it was about mum. So therefore, once it was nischapru baleo, therefore it says tomus. But the halacha is loinenin v'loy moilin. But like, let's say before you bring the second one, then this first one, after you bring the second one, so now the first one has to go to Misa. So now, Loinenim means Midi Rabbon, and you can't have enough from it, but V'loi Merlin, there's no Issa Mila, because Midi Raisa, since the Lachur is supposed to be La Misa, it's not Aymet Fakrover anymore, so it loses its Kedusha goes off, and therefore there's no Issa Mila Midi Raisa. Yeah. Oh, really, we skipped some of the Mishnah. The Mishnah also said the bottom Mishnah, one of the last three words was, V'yeno isa tmura. Who adin leis? Once is nischapru, yadi kipru, like once you brought the second chattis, now the first one does not make tmura. And the reason is for this halacha, because it loses its kedushas aguf. That's why it's only also to have a norm midi rabbonin, but not midi raisa. Since it's lemisa, it's alayim fakrova, it loses its kedushas aguf. So therefore, it can't make tmura. But what's going to be v'yimach le'kipru habaylim? Let's say you did not bring the second korban. Again, you set aside one chattis and you lost it, and then you set aside a second one. And now before you brought the second one, you found the first one. So now before you bring the second one, the lachar is this first one is tiroach yistovu. If you be smart, like you don't have to let it die, so you could wait with it until it becomes a bal mum, and then when it comes a bal mum of a timocher, you could sell it. And v'yovi v'demei acheres, with its money, you could bring another one. So if you be smart, like, don't bring the second one until the first one becomes a bal mum. So therefore, since the first one is not l'misozlo, therefore, v'yoyse t'mura, you could make t'mura from the first one, because it's not l'misozlo, so it's kedusha, the haguf does not go off it. And therefore, meilam boy, if someone have hano from it from the first one, even though you can't bring it for korbin, but now the din is only tiro, you have to wait till it becomes a bal mum. But before it becomes a bal mum, you're allowed to. It has a kedushas aguf. So in the sense, so Rashi learns that the last case in the Mishnah goes on both cases. Rashi learns that v'yimach l'chipur abaylim. If you didn't have a kapor, you didn't bring the second korbin. Rashi says atavoy koi goes on the last two cases of the Mishnah. Kloimar kol zman shlokipur abaylim. That means shlerotz l'schapa b'acheres shotiro means on both cases. Either the case of Ivor Shnosa, let's say you have Yechatis, and it became more than a year old. So you can't use it. So even though you set aside a second korbin, but before you brought the second one, the first one does not go lemisa. And therefore, if you be smart, you won't bring the second one, until first the first one becomes a bamum, and you'll sell it, and with the money you can bring a korbin. So since in the Gemara, that's why it's good the Mishnah puts in two different cases. The first three halachis, l'moshe m'sinai, it's always l'misa ozla, there's no way out. But these last two cases of shivra shnosa, where the chattis became more than a year old, or else where you lost the first one, you set aside a second one, these last two cases is not always l'misa ozla. It's only l'misa ozla if you have your kaporet, if you brought another korban. But before you bring your next korban, the second korban, these two chattises is not l'misa. But rather, you could just let it be tiro and sell it, and with the money, you could bring another korban. Nothing more says, my time loitoni lhu gabi adodi. Like, how come the Mishnah doesn't say all five cases together? Our Mishnah says the first three cases and stops. Then it says the next two cases. Smor says, yes. Reuteretz poshid. Reisha psikale. The reisha, these first three cases of Vlad Chattis and Tmuras Chattis and Chattis Shemesa Balea, they're always Thomas, there's no way out. That's psiko, they always have to die. But the Seifa, the last two cases of Rosh Hashanah became more than a year old, or else where you lost your first carbon, you brought a second one, life sikalei, it's not for sure, it has to die. Like we said, it's only tumus when you makriv your second carbon. But if you don't makriv your second chatis, then the first one is not lemisazlo. Now the Gemara says, lomali lemisni gabi mila, lomali lemisnayu gabi tmur. Now our Mishnah is repeated in Masech the Mila also. So how come it says here Masech the Tmur and again in Masech the Mila? The Teretz is Pashid, Tarna Hoke Tmura. The Yika here, why the Mishnah brings it down here, was to teach us the Loch of Tmura. That by Bivir Shinoso, so Achlo Nishapru Bailim, it could make Tmura. But once it's Nishapru Bailim, you can't make Tmura. So since it talks about Tmura here, it says the Loch of Mila also. Vaidi Titani Tmura, Tarna Nami Mila. It ends off the Mishnah talks about Hilchas Mila also. That it's Loy Nenin, but the Loy Moilin. And now, V'yayidi d'toni gabi mila. Since the Masech the Mila, it brings down Mila to teach us a lach of Mila, that such a korban like this, it's not over in Issa Mila. If the din is it's Lemisa's law, so then there's no Issa Mila. So once it brings down that a lach of Toni Nami Tumura, it also brings down a lach of Tumura. It teaches what? Teaches a lach of Tumura, that it doesn't have Tumura. So therefore, the Mishnah repeated both places, each one for its main halacha by itself. Now the Gemara says a chiddush. Omer Rosh Lakish, chatis shib Rosh Nosa. You set aside a chatis. It's supposed to be only less than a year old, and you set it aside when it was less than a year old, and now it became more than a year old. That's called shib Rosh Nosa. So lachar is roye noisa kilo by medes of beis hakvaros. We have to look as if it's standing in the beis hakvaros cemetery, meaning to say that no kohen could touch it, and just let it. Veroya and let it pasture in the field till it becomes a bamum, and then you can sell it and use the money. So Shlaka says, Mashma, at all times, it's always this way. Any chatish, yibrish nosa, according to Shlaka's Mashma, it's not lemis ozlo, but adarava, it's always this aloha of tiro, that's all. Rashi says, like, komokim, shi, sham, royanoisa, kilui, aimavesa kvaris. Yeah. So Mashma, it's always this way. So where's the question? Tanan, it says now Mishnah Shibrushno, so once the chatz becomes more than a year old, the yov or else you lose it, the nim says balas mum. And now the one you lost, you found, and you found to be a bal mum. So Mishnah says in both these two cases, Imacha Shakipu Bailim, if you find the one you lost, or else Avrushnosa, that you already brought a second carb when you have your kaparo, Mesa, that the first one has to go to Misa. If so, Tiyufta, the Rosh Lakish is a Kashan Rosh Lakish. Rosh Lakish is Mashm, it never goes Lemisa. Rosh Lakish says, anytime Yechatis became more than a year old, so Pshat is always let it pasture in the field till it becomes a Bamum. Mashm, there's no way that you have to kill it. And now Mishnah says no, that once you have a Kapur with a second carbon, then this one is Lemisa Ozla. So who is a Kashan Rosh Lakish? So who says no? Omalach Rosh Lakish, Rosh Lakish will answer you and say, Omalach Rosh Lakish, Kikatoni Reisha. When does the ratio of the Mishnah say? That's Lemisa's law. Kikatoni Reisha, Mesa, Aovda. Only case where you lost the first one. Venim says Balmum. And then you found it, it was a Balmum. So here it says, Yemacha Shekipru Bailam. If the Bailam already brought the second carbon for its Kaparom, then Thomas. Then you have to let the first one die. By over shnosa could be the Mishnah doesn't talk about that. And the case where it's over shnosa nechnami, maybe that's not lemisazla. So Rosh says no. Yochi, if so, aim is safer. What's the safer? The Mishnah say, imach lechipru abaylam. If before the baylam brought a second korban, if the baylam does not have his kapara yet, and now you find the first one, so din is tiro. You let it just pasture in the fields. Ashet is toiv until it becomes a balmum. So the question is, it says until it becomes a balmum. Now, we balas mum, if we're talking about now, that the one that you lost, when you find it, it's a balmum, so I'm a story of a kaimi. So how could the Mishnah say you have to wait till it becomes a balmum? It's a balmum already. Selamai must be talking about in the case of Rosh Hashanah, where the korban became more than a year old, so din is also tiro. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. And it says clearly that it's only before you brought your second korban. But if you set aside and brought a second carbon, then the first one is not that way. So the Chur, it's a Kashan Rosh Lakish. So Mor says, no. Omar Rabba once answered and says, Hochi Komar, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Or else, Hochi Komar, is she the same both? The Mishnah is this: Oisha Ovdo, or elsewhere got lost. V'nimtzas Balmum is Oiver. Like this, Oisha Ovdo. Case of this, where you lost your first behemoth, and then you found it later that it had a Balmum Oiver. That means the Balmum was not Tavua. It wasn't for sure a Balmum. It was a Balmum that's possible to heal up. So now it's like this. If after the Bailam brought a second cup, second chattis, so now the first one is Mesa. He has to let it die. But in Kaitim Shekipur Bailam, if you like find the first one before the Bailam brought a second carbon, and he doesn't plan to bring the second one so fast, then the luck of the first one is Tiro, let it pasture in the fields, Ashatistoiv, but Mum Kavua. Until it will come a Mum Kavua, permanent Mum. And because of that mum, then v'timocha, then you're allowed to sell it. According to Rosh Lakish, the Mishnah is only talking about the case of you were mafresh one khatis and you lost it, then you mafresh the second one. But in the case of ovresh nosa, that the Mishnah is not talking about. According to Rosh Lakish, where it's ovresh nosa, there's never a din of misa. It's always you wrong. So Rosh says no. Amar Rabba says back to Rabba, Yishno, shtei tshuvas b'dor. I have two questions against you. Shtei tshuvas b'dover. Chod, the one question is, d'im kein, if so, yishma miboylei lemist. If the Mishnah is talking about one case where first you found it and it had a mum oiver, so when the Mishnah says now, it shouldn't say loshen of let it pasture in the fields, it has a mum already oiver. It just should have said yishma, watch it, until that mum itself becomes into a mum kavua. That's what the Mishnah should have said. If it's only talking about just a case of where you lost your chattis and you found it to be a mum, it shouldn't have said let it pasture. It just should have said yishmer, watch it. So Zmash clearly is talking about over shnosa. In the case where your chattis became more than a year old, here it says you could pasture in the fields, but only when you didn't bring a second korban. Mashma, once you bring a second korban, then you can't. It's lemisazla, not like Rosh Lakish. That's one question. Secondly, Shibra Shinosa Lamahika Sekatani, why Bechal does the Mishnah say then this Allah of Ibra Shinosa? Why is that brought down over here? Now the Cheetah says like Kivud Lekaimal Shum Dina Shemishnah, since it doesn't have any lochas of the Mishnah. Shirayim Kipru Aina Mesa for Yesatumur Melumboy. Because according to Rosh Lakish, this Allah of Achatis Share of Rosh Nosa, it doesn't have to die. So why is it brought down in our Mishnah? It doesn't have the lochas of our Mishnah. So that can't be pshat in the Mishnah. So it says, rather, Ela rather, my Rover says like this, Hochi Ketoni, this is what our Mishnah means to say. Of Rosh Nosa, in the case where Yibhehem Nechatis became more than a year old, the Ovda, and also it was lost. That's one case, but it has to have two chasroinis. That it was of Rosh Nosa and it got lost. Then the Mishnah says it goes Lamisa. But Rosh Lakish is talking about where you didn't lose it, so then it doesn't go Lamisa. Then the Mishnah says a second case, Oy of the Rosh Tam, you set aside one chattis and you lost it. V'nim says Balamum, then when you found it to be a Balamum. So, Achas, the Mishnah says the difference is, that Achas, Shekipro, Balam, if the Balam already brought a second korban, then Mesa, then in these two cases, the first korban that you find, or over Shnos, after you found it, you have to let it die. Kaidim Shekipur Abailam, or before the Abailam brought a second korban, he doesn't have his kapara yet, then Tiro, just let a pasture in the fields, Ashut Istoiv et Tumacher. So, that's what the Mishnah means. But the reason why the Mishnah knows by Ovrish Nosas Lamisa, it's only because also it was lost. But if it wasn't lost, it wasn't the second Chasarin, then it would not be Lamisa. So, Mer says, if so, Vesorach Lamisna, the Mishnah has to say both cases. Vesorach Lamisna im Ovdo Gabi Balas Mum. The Gabi of Rosh Nosa, let's say both cases. Why did Tana Gabi Shiv Rosh Nosa? Would have just said the case where you have Yechatas that became more than a year old, and now you lost it. I would have thought to say, Hosamu to Mahani Layovda. There you understand that once you lose it, it goes Lamisa. If you bring a second one, you have a cup already. Because the first one is not fit to be used at all. It's of Rosh Nosa, and it was lost. So it's like not fit for the chattis at all. That's why it's like dochui, it goes lamisa. Avo balas mum. But in the case with Stam, you lost your carbon. And you found that it's only a balas mum. It wasn't over shnosa. Di loy mum, if it wouldn't be for the mum on the animal, chazia. Like this is not considered a psul haguf. It's not that the guf itself changed. It has something wrong with it right now. It's a mum, but it's still only less than a year old. Same aloy tahani layov. I would have thought to say, even though it was lost, maybe still you don't have to bring lamisa azla. Kamashla no, still it goes lamisa. Now vi toni gabi balasmum. Would have just said the chiddush when you find that it's a balmum, that if you bring a kapor, it goes lamisa. There, I understand why if you lost it first, it helps. It goes the misa mishum de lechazi liakrovo, because it's not fit for any korban. Since the korban has a bal mum, even though it's not a psula guf, but the maisa kolzman that has a mum, you can't bring it for korban. Avol librush nosa, but a behemoth that became 2 years old, techazi liakrovo. It's just not fit for this chatas you want to bring it for, but it's fit to be brought for different chatas. Maybe I would have thought to say, even though it got lost, so what? It doesn't like lose its din kedusha, and maybe we're not going lamisa azla. Tzricha, lady chiddush, in both cases, the din is like it goes lamisa. Now the Gemara stamias. Omiyam a Rav Ochi, the truth of the Rav answers like this. Ivom a Rav said himself, Aveda delaylo loy shimei aveda. Let's see, it set aside a chattis, and then you lost it at night time. And then, by the next morning, you want to set aside a second one, but you find the first one the next morning is, that's not called an Aveda at all. Because since when you lost it at night, it can be brought anyway, so that's not called like it was lost. So, as Vama Rav Aveda, Lai, Lush, Me Aveda, it must have led Dami. It's not like, it's the two cases are different. Aveda, Delilah, when you lost it only at night time, Lai, Chazi, Lai, Lagufov, Lai, Demei. At night time, you can't do anything with the carbon. It's not fit for it itself to be brought. And even if you tell me now you have to sell it, wait till it comes about mum with the money also you can't bring at night time. It's not fit to bring any carbon at night time. Therefore, if you lost it by night, that's not called an avudu at all. Avul ho, but over here, need the leguf lechazia, true, it's not fit for itself. But it's not fit for itself because you lost it right now. But for its dumb it is, Rashi says, but over here it is fit to be used for the dumb. Therefore, it's not a kashan rav. Here, the mice is called a good avuda. Only there, Balaila, that's not called an avuda, because it's not fit for anything. But over here, whereas was fit, at least, if you would have brought the dumb, the money could be brought for korbin, so here it's called an avuda. And therefore, since it's called an avuda, therefore, that's the Mishnah saying that if it was nischapru by Leo, then it would be lemisa azla. Now the Gemara says, Tanan would learn like this, Hasheni yiro hachis toiv. There's a Gemara in Yuma, Rashi brings down, Garbi, the two serum that are brought on Yom Kippur. So it says the locha there, what's going to be if the one lazozel dies? So the locha is you have to bring another two serum and make a girl to know which one goes lazozel. And the one that goes to Lazozo that you use, and the second one is Yiro, let it pasture in the field, still becomes a Bamum. Because you don't need it, because you have the first one. That's Locha Hasheni, the second one is Yiro Achistovu. The Yimorcha sell it, the Yitbo Dovu Lunadova. The Fishen Chatas Hatzibah makes it. There's a reason, because this is a Chatas Hatzibah. And by Chatas Hatzibah, you don't have the Locha, this Chomish Chatoyas to say that it's Mesa. Mashma though, Hod the Yochid, if this would be a Katas the Yochid, then Mesa, then it would have to die. So the question is, I, Vom Rav Yochid, himself says, Balachayim Nidochin, Rav Yochid says a Balachay, like this first, when you had the first pair of two serum. So one was Lashem, and then the one Lazozel died. So at the time when it died, the first one was a Balachay, so Rav Yochid says it's Nidochin, you can't use that one anymore. Therefore, you have to bring another two, and you use the second two. Now, when you bring the second pair, you use the second chatis for the kapara. Vidach kama comes out that the first chatis that you have, that now it's nitchi, you can't use it anymore, heavy like ibrush nasa. It's like the year passed by, you can't use it anymore. If so, it says, "V'taimo t'tzibur." Why don't you have to let it lamisa's law? Only because here it's a korban tzibur. Mashmo the yochid would have been a korban yochid. Mesa would be mesa. So it's a kasha nashlokish. Here it's mashmo just that whenever it comes ibrash nosa, it's also lamisa's law. The nashlokish says no. Just ibrash nosa alone is not lamisa's law. But here, once you can't use the first one, it's like over shnosa. Someone says, no, I'm not going to tell you like this. Techuyim l'chud, v'yavutim l'chud, you can't bring me a proof. Over here, it's not really lost over here. It's only dichud, like you never lost it. It's always around this first korban. There's just a locha that when the one lazozo dies, you can't use it anymore. So here taka, you would be lemisazla, but would have been a korban yochid, and achnami would be lemisazla. But v'avudim l'chud, achnami avudim is different. If it just got lost, it'll be different. My time, what's the reason? Avud did not tell you, died the lion. When it's lost, you have das on it. Dilma mishtachin, maybe you find it. So therefore, it's different. Mashen came to chuyin, where something got dichud, you can't use it anymore. Hatele hadri mischazi, it's not fit anymore, you can't use it. Yeah. Yeah. The chuyin l'chud, Rashi says, v'avud l'chud. V'alpagav, the ovdo, bin and reus, even though when he got lost, he said, it has to have a race, it has to be a bamum also. Mashenkin by the chuyin is not that way. If something becomes dichuy, enechnami, then it goes l'misa right away. You don't have to have a second thing of ovdo with a race. And that's the reason why. Because when it becomes dochuy, you don't have das to use it anymore. Mashenkin, if something is tam lost, you have das, maybe you find it. Therefore, stam the fact that it's lost, that would not make it lemisos. There has to be two things. There has to be that it got lost, and when you find it also, you found it to be a balmum. Now, the Gemara says, Gufa, what we just say, Omar Rava says, Avud delayla loy shimei avuda. If you lost your korban at night time, that's not called an avuda. Rashi says, Nahavim Midiriz, you find it right away by Lissa Shachar. So, Mos Aliba the man. Who does Rava say this? Ilayim Aliba the Rabban, according to Rabban and Shita. Rashi, did they say avudu b'shas afroshik leima b'shosh adayin chavret eshi p'shtachtem ufresh to the medish ein chattis meise elo shnius dachet rabbarot. According to Ilayim, the Rabbanin say a chattis is meise only if you find the first one after you brought the second one. But any time you find the first one before you bring the second one, it's not lemisa. If so, ma'ir, what are you going to tell me? Because it's avudu the laila, it's not called avudu. Even if you lost them by daytime, also nami. The yami rabbanon say avudu b'shas afrosha roya. Anytime it was lost, just the fact you set aside a second carbon, but you didn't bring it yet, that means nothing. When you find the first one, it's still roya. You don't have to let it die. The rabbanon hold only if you find the first one after you brought the second carbon, then the first one goes lemisa. So according to rabbanon, you don't have to tell me avudu d'laila lo shmei avuda, even if it was lost by daytime. As long as you didn't bring the second korban, it's not the misa. V'yel, who is Rabbi going like? V'yel, I'll leave it to go according to Rebbe Shita. And Rebbe says, no, anytime you lost the first chattis and you set aside a second one, so the first one is the misa. So therefore, Rabbi is saying in Kiddush that you only lost it by night time, that's not called an avud, it doesn't have to go the misa. So Mora says, Ad kan lo kama Rebbe yelo aveda de yoyim. When does Rebbe say if it was lost and you find it late, it goes lemisa if it was lost by daytime? Avla veda delayla, when it was lost at nighttime, afilu Rebbe maida. Even Rebbe agrees you don't have to let it die. Tilareya ozla. So that was Rebbe's chiddush. That according to Rebbe, if you lost your first chattis by night and you set aside a second one, but you found the first one before the next morning, so it was never fit to bring the second one for a korban, then the first one is not lemisa, but rather it's only luria, let it pasture in the fields, so it becomes a balmum. I'll tell you what, that Rav is going according to Rabbanan Shita, and they hold that if you lose your first chattis, and you find it before you bring the second one, it's not lemisa. For hocha v'maya eskimu, we're talking about over here, v'ovdo b'shas kapara, in a chanami, that you lost it, and they brought the second carbon already. So it's like this. When the Rabbanan say, by the time you find the first one, you brought the second carbon, that the first one goes lemisa. When you first lost it at daytime, that's called the real loss. So then if you find that after your mechapa with the second one, it goes lemisa. But that's Rav's chiddush. But if you first lost your korban at night time, saloi, you go bust at the time when you lost it. You lost it at night time, it's not fit for korban anyway then, So that aved is not so bad. So then even the Rabbanu would agree that even though you find that after you're mechapur with the second one, it still would not be lemisa. Omer Abaye, Abaye says like this, Naktina, we hold the locher is aveda, only if you lost your first chatis, and then you're makav the second one, then when you find the first one, it goes lemisa. But v'loy genuva, not if some the first one was stolen from you. Another dig is aveda, only if you lost it, v'loy gezula, not if it was stolen. Genuva is what midas, the guy sees you, and gzela is by night time. So was hechidam yavedas. If so, what's called the case of aveda that takes lemisa zla? Omer Abayshia, afilu achas bedroy. Even if you lost one, the pshat is it got mixed up into your corral. So you know it's there. You just don't know which one it is. That's called it got lost. Afilu achas biachas. Even if this one chantis got mixed up with another behemoth chulin, and you don't know who's who, that's also called avda. The meister, you don't know where the chantis is. You have to set aside a second one. So therefore, the first one will be lemisa. For a biachas number like this, achurei hadelis. Even if you just lost it behind the door, means you can't see it right now. Even though if you get there, maybe you find it, but since right now you don't know where it is, that's also called lost. Yeah. He brought up a question like this. Hechikam, what does he mean to say? Achuri yadelis, hu deleka tekechazile, because nobody can see it, that's called lost. Aval avroi, but if it's inside, tika dechote, some could see it, loy, it's not called lehevevud, it's not called avud, it's not called lost. Or do maybe achuri hadelus in the back of the door? If you would turn your head around there and look there, you would see it. Still, now that you're not turning your head, it's called an avudam. For sure, if it's inside, you can't see. If it's outside, for sure you can't see it. So maybe that's called avuda. So take it. That's a good shayla. According to this svara, what exactly is called the behemoth was avuda lost from you? Omra purpose of like this. Garmina, we learned, avudu mimenu, this halacha is only if it's lost from you, but v'loy meroya, avudu mimenu v'loy meroya, unless it was lost from you, you don't know where it is, but your shepherd knows where it is. Apshita lehavi avudu, that's not called lost. Since somebody knows where it is, that's not called lost the korban. The koshchen, for sure, the other way, where avudu meroya, just the shepherd lost it, but v'loy avudu mimenu, it's not lost from you, if you know where it is, that's not called an avudu. What's going to be avudu mimenu meroya? You lost it, and your shepherd also doesn't know where it is. But v'yechad b'seifel makibo, but somebody else in the world knows where it is, just you don't know where it is. Is that called the chatish avdo or not? So take it. That's a good shayla. Boy, Rapapap is another shayla. What's going to be avudu v'kais? Let's say where you have your korban and you shecht it, you made a kabbalah sadam. Just you mekabel the dam in three or four different kaisis. And now you lost one of the kaisis. So what's the loch? Avudu v'kais. You lost, let's say, one of the kaisis. So she says, avuda b'shor shedam chaverta b'kais. You already made a kabbal sadam in three or four different kaisis. Shavda v'ifr shacheris. You set aside a second one. V'shachta v'kibbal dama. V'boida dam b'kais nimtazu. When the dam is still in the cup, you find the first one. So, Borya Papa, Vudu Bekois Mao. So, like this, you lost your first chatis, and you brought a second one, and you made a shrita, and you have the dam in the cup, but just you didn't make this riki yet. So, is that called Kaitam Kapur, and then you find the first one? Is that called Kaitam Kapur, it's not Lamisa? Or is it called after Kapur, it's called Lamisa? Mao. Salibu the man. Hilem Alibu the Rebbe. So, Pshitas Lamisa. He says, Avudu Vishasa Frosha Mesa. As long as you lost the first one, and then you set aside a second one, even though you find the first one before you brought the second one, it's also Lamisa. So, Pshitas Lamisa here. Elo the Shalomos Kikim Boil Alibu the Rabbanon. Yeshua is only according to the Rabbanon. And they said the din is, when is it Lamisa Ozla? Only if you find it after Kapara. So, me Amrina, do I say that Kiyami Rabbanon Bishasa Frosha Roya? When the Rabbanon say that the second one is not brought yet, so the first one you can still use, let it pass until it becomes a bamum and sell it. That's Kaidim Shekibul Dama Bekais. Only before you made a Kabbalah Saddam for the second one. Avol Hocha, but over here, where you made a Kabbalah Saddam, you have the Dam in the Kais already. Could be Sfirla, maybe the Rabbanon holds that Koloimid Lizra Kazorik Dami. since the dam is in the kais already, and it's oimit to make an azrika, it's still like he made a azrika already. Or dilma maybe no. Kamad lo yizdarik dam, ki yob de bishas afrosh adami, that kozman you did not make the azrika to dam, that's still like it was lost, bishas afrosh, that's the shayla. For rain, all you have to do is just let it pasture in the fields. So that's the shayla. This dam right now, to be considered like azrika was done already, and then tak would be lemisa, or maybe no, lemitzias the maisa, zrika wasn't done yet, so still called kaitum kaporum, it would only be lereya to let it come about mum. Vika the army sounds like this. Lierlem ruled the shalom would be a leave of the Rebbe according to Rebbe. Akikum in boile, the I Rebbe says if you find it after your mafrit your second one, it's already lemisa zla, so how could he ask the shalom according to Rebbe? Alright, turn over, continue on the other side.